that Dave Soldier is going to be at Le Poisson Rouge on Sunday, June 18. So it's coming up, and the Dave Soldier Orchestra is going to be playing, you may have heard of this, Komar and Melamed's very famous duo of songs, the most wanted song and the most unwanted song. Have you heard about this? Komar and Melamed ran these surveys with, I don't know how many data points they got, hundreds or thousands of people would send back these surveys to say, what are the elements in music that they most wanted to hear? And what are the elements that they least wanted to hear? So I have a, somewhere at home, I think I still have my CD that is just those two songs. And they're going to be playing them live at Le Poisson Rouge. So go see that show Sunday, June 18. I believe that is Father's Day. So if there are fathers out there who want to make a request to go see a show, that might be a fun one. I think tickets are not that expensive. So thanks to Webhamster Henry for bringing that up. And also, Joe Mulligan brought up Havana Syndrome, which was another acoustic manipulation possibly that was in the news a couple of years ago. There was, what was it, a CIA or State Department or some sort of government office, I think in Guantanamo Bay, isn't that right? I suppose it was in Havana, of course, duh. So it was in Havana, and there were U.S. government personnel who were coming down with these bizarre symptoms of headaches and dizziness and, brain fog, and they were wondering what was causing it. And they said they would hear these strange knockings in the wall. And if you've heard about this Havana syndrome, you know that the case was never fully resolved. There are two camps. One says it was foreign interference, and another says there was nothing going on at all. It was all in their heads. I haven't read all the research, so I don't know. But I just wanted to point out that links to a recent tectonic in which I spoke with Nita Farahani about her book, The Battle for Your Brain. If you get a copy of The Battle for Your Brain, she's got a whole case study on Havana syndrome there. So there's your link from Farahani to Harold Burris Meyer this week's show. That's about all the time I have for this evening. I do want to let you know that I'm going to be out next week, and I'm very excited that station manager Ken Friedman is going to be guest hosting once again. I think he's going to have a great interview for you, so you will not want to miss that show next week. Station manager Ken Friedman, guest hosting Tectonic, and I plan to be back in 2 weeks. So I hope you have a great rest of your Memorial Day and a great time next week in my absence, and I look forward to seeing you then. And I want you to stay tuned again for the great Dave Mandel, who's about to come in and knock your socks off with It's Complicated, his prog rock show. Now, as for my outro, I thought what would be appropriate to play at the end of this interview with Ted Hotelling about Harold Burris Meyer, and I thought, you know, there's only one thing I can play, and that's Muzak. And I found on the Internet Archive, the subject of another past show with Internet Archive founder Brewster Kahle. You can go back in the archives and listen to that one. I found on archive.org this file from a Kmart in 1973. I guess headquarters sent out this reel-to-reel tape out to all the stores saying, play this loop in your stores. And it's just the most beautiful Kmart. It's not beautiful. Kmart Muzak. I don't know if it's actually Muzak branded. I'm just using that as the general term. But it's the kind of music that I remember hearing when I would go to the mall in the early 80s in some of these department stores. So I hope you very much appreciate and enjoy that. You have been listening to the greatest radio station in the world, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. And for the next 2 weeks, friends, you have some homework, as you always do. I want you to avoid Apple, abandon Amazon, forget Facebook, and whatever you do, get off Google. Have a great rest of Memorial Day, and I'll see you in 2 weeks. Thanks, everybody.
And nothing. Hold on, we need that theme song. Deluxe Stephen Wilson remix of 5% for Nothing by Yes. I hate computers so much. We almost didn't have a theme, intro theme this week because of a computer, a near foul up on the computer. Next week, I'm going to have the members of Yes come in and personally play that track for you so I don't have to worry about browsers and networks. Good evening. Welcome to another thrilling episode of It's Complicated. My name is Dave Mandel. I'm the host. I'm here every Monday evening between the hours of 7 and 8 p.m. Lovely to be here, as always. We're going to begin tonight's show with a couple of French things. Actually, a French thing and a Swiss-French thing. I'm going to start with something from a guy named François Briant, who was an artist, did some cover art in addition to being a musician, but he was a musician and he played with Albert Marcoeur, who you may know if you're familiar with this show, a genius French jazz rock musician, and various others. We're going to hear a track from an album he recorded in 1978, François Briant, and following that, we're going to hear something from a Swiss group named Débile Mental. Their name is a hilarious French pun, which I'll tell you more about when we come back, but here are those two pieces. Thank you.
porte des réverbères. Je les nettoie, les dépoussières. J'asticote aussi les phares des bagnoles pour qu'au moins elles soient bien accordées. Des réverbères, c'est pas ma faute. J'ai jamais pu vivre en façade. J'ai jamais pu vivre en façade. En façade, en façade. Je crois pas que ce soit autorisé. C'est peut-être pour ça que je suis tout seul dans une cellule grillagée.
and two French groups there, or francophone groups, I guess. We heard, starting the show, François Braillant and a track, again, from an LP called Sons Optiques, like optical sounds, I guess, visual sounds. And he's French. And following that, from Switzerland, but also singing, yelping in French, the group Débile Menthol, Débile Menthol, which is a French pun. There's a French expression or term, débile mental, débile mental, which means like mentally impaired. I don't want to say anything politically incorrect here. Débile mental. So they are débile menthol. Hilarious. We heard a track from 1983 from a collection called Émile au Jardin Pathologique from Débile Mental, Mentol, Spacio Sib, the title of that track. And I'm calming down a little bit. I'm just like, I'm sick. Where's Mark Hurst when you need him? I'm sick of computers. I would have thrown this computer, this laptop, on the floor, except a lot of the music I'm going to play tonight is on it. What's a DJ to do? We're going to hear a track now. This is going to be a long piece. Give me a chance to calm down a little bit more from the annoying computer problems I've been having. We're going to hear something from Ian Carr's Nucleus. Ian Carr is an English musician, and this is starting his earliest recordings were probably late 60s, I'm going to say. And we're going to hear a track from a 1977 LP from his group, Ian Carr's Nucleus. Ian was an interesting guy. Played with a lot of the heavy English jazz rock musicians of the early 70s, among other things. Played with Chris Spedding, John Marshall, Roy Babington, these heavy English dudes. And again, a track by his band, Ian Carr's Nucleus. We're going to hear the title track, if I haven't fumbled anything here, which is called In Flagrante Delicto. This is a long piece, about 16 minutes, so settle in.
Thank you. Thank you.
And a very long track from Ian Carr's Nucleus, title track from the album Infraganti Delicto, 1977. And as someone on the comments board pointed out, hell of a resemblance to later the more jazzy, the more fusion-y version of Soft Machine. And in fact, a couple of guys in that group were in that later Soft Machine. So there. It is 7:33 here at listener-supported WFMU. This show's called It's Complicated. I'm your host, Dave Mandel. I'm here every Monday at this time, between 7 and 8 p.m. Hope you had or having a great holiday weekend. That goes for UK listeners also. It's a holiday there, although it's in the U.S. it's the solemn Memorial Day holiday. But it's still okay to say Happy Memorial Day because people generally don't work today, and that makes it a happy holiday. In England, I think it's just one of the generic bank holidays. They have these unnamed Monday bank holidays, which, you know, I'm not complaining. A day off from work is a day off from work, but anyway. We are now going to hear something. Where is it? From a group called the Android Trio, or just Android Trio. They're from L.A., and we're going to hear something more recent here for a change. This is a track from an album recorded, I believe, in 2021. Anyway, you know, last year or two, on the Cuneiform label. That's very good. This is the Android Trio. And music there from the Android Trio, again from Los Angeles. A recent-ish release, I believe it's 2021, called Other Worlds. And that was a very proggy piece called Concentric Lines. We're now going to hear something that is, as we sometimes do here on the show, that's kind of borderline. This is, we're going to hear a, you know, the early days of Prague or proto-Prague or whatever. There was always a lot of overlap between so-called psych bands and Prague bands, and, you know, transforming, mutating into Prague bands. And this is sort of an example of that. But there's an additional connection. We're going to hear something from a group called Arzachel. And this was a group that featured most notably Dave Stewart and Steve Hillage, who went on to great fame and maybe fortune in the prog group Egg and others. And this is a track from a self-titled album released in 1969, and it's proggy, psych-y, you be the judge. Music here from the group Arzachel. Thank you. and some proto-prog, I would call it. They are from the group Ars Eschel, 1969. Again, a group that featured a young, presumably young, Dave Stewart and Steve Hillage, later to surface in the band Egg, among many others. And a title, a track from a self-titled album called Azatoth. We are now going to fly over to Italy. And I mentioned last week, I made a brief cryptic reference to Franco Battiato, who is a longtime favorite of mine. He has had a very, very, very long career. Italian composer, musician. Went through many, many different stylistic changes over the years. Started out, very early in his career, the period we're about to hear in a minute. He was doing electronic, proggy kind of stuff, and he later went on to do more mainstreamish, less weird, I think, electronic stuff, and became actually quite popular later on. But in his early days, some of his early albums, second, third, fourth, fifth, I forget the exact sequence, are really, really great and really, really worth having. And we're going to hear a track from an early album of his called Pollution. My mention of Franco Battiato last week was that he was one of the prog luminaries who put out an album that started with a heartbeat at the beginning of side one. But we're not from that was on an album called Fetus. We're not going to hear from Fetus. We're going to hear from an album called Pollution, and this will be a track called Plankton from Franco Battiato, the great Franco Battiato.
Thank you. dentro di me vivono la mia identica vita dei microorganismi che non sanno di appartenere al mio corpo. Io a quale corpo appartengo?
And music there from Franco Battiato, a track called Plankton from the early LP Pollution. And again, I really highly recommend it. Beautiful, isn't it? Shades of Pink Floyd and Tangerine Dream, God knows what else. I highly recommend really any of his early albums. I mean, look on discogs.com or something, and you'll find them there. I have just barely enough time to fit one more track, but I also wanted to mention that the summer schedule here at FMU starts next week, next Monday, June 5th. So go to our website. Do go to our website, WFMU.org, and take a look there. And there'll be some new people on the schedule. Some people are taking the summer off. Fabio is back after being off, after taking a rest the last schedule. That's really good news. Various changes and non-changes. I remain in this slot, I'm happy to say, so I'll continue to be here Monday evenings at 7 p.m., but check out the new schedule. And we just have time for this last track, and we're going to up the volume a little bit, so be careful. Step away from the speakers. This is going to be something from Blind Idiot God. You're tuned to listener-supported WFMU in East Orange, New Jersey, WMFU in Mount Hope, New York, and New York City and Rockland County, 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Thanks for listening, folks. You're the best. Vocal Fry is next. Don't go anywhere.
Newsboy. between.